Welcome to the Listen to This podcast. This is Cliff and Sharon. Every week we share some of the most ridiculous, some of the funny, some of the emotional stories we covered on our radio show.
And so right now, here's five of the stories we covered. We hope you enjoy them.
Ladies and gentlemen!
1 minute to showtime.
Whoa!
Listen to this.
Ordered for quality assurance.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Sir, so you are no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady.
Number five.
So I've got to share with you, we had a pretty hard weekend as a family. And Sharon, you know this because I've been talking to you about it for a while, but I think it's fair to share because so many people have gone through this. We had to say goodbye to our family pet on the weekend. And just devastating. This dog has been with us for 10 years, 85 pounds of golden doodle love, and such an important part of our life. And he's really ended up being kind of a bionic dog over the last couple of years. He had knees replaced. Both his back knees were arthritic. And then the last couple of weeks, he just started laying around, not eating, and could hardly stand up. And we thought, well, maybe it's the legs. Maybe there's something there. So we took him into the vet, and they did all kinds of tests, and it all came back really bad. Like there's something, you know, seriously cancerous going on. And the vet said, he's not going to get better. It's probably not going to be something that we can help him with. You're going to have to make a family decision. And this all happened in the course of like a few days.
It did, because it was only 2 weeks ago that you posted that picture and we were talking about on the air because you bought him those little sockies. Yeah. Remember the little booties?
Yeah, because he would slip on the hardwood floor.
Yes.
So we got him these embarrassing boots for.
So this everything has just happened so quickly. And so you had to actually do that on Friday afternoon, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
and geez.
I've never experienced that before, and I got to tell you, it was devastating, absolutely devastating, because here's this animal that's been a part of your life, and you know the heartbreaking thing is that morning he was more like himself than he'd been in days, and although we took him in anyway just to say, look, he's actually rebounding. What do you think?
Right, and then so you're hopeful maybe we don't have to make this decision.
Exactly.
Maybe we're being premature. Like, what if we're doing this and it's not the right time? I bet you went through all of that, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh.
And they did more tests and said he's actually worse. So he's rallying.
Right.
Rallying for you guys. And that was, oh, my God, are you kidding me? And so I got to be honest with you. The hardest thing for me has been how devastating it's been for my girls.
Oh.
And here we are, you know, days later, and there's this void in the house. There's an emptiness. I when I pull into the driveway, I swear I can hear him barking. It's,
right.
It's crazy, oh, right?
And do you walk in a room and expect to see him?
Oh, everywhere. He was a bird. He was everywhere we were.
Yes.
And every decision we make as a family always included, how do we include Jake in this? What do we have to do to make sure he's taken care of? Can we bring him? I mean, this is just part of our DNA as a family, you know?
Right. Oh.
And it's amazing. The thing with animals, and it was important for us to share this with you, is that their impact is so large. Their time with us is so short. And to all of you listening that have a pet, that have lost a pet, Give your pet a big hug today and cherish the fact of that loyalty and unconditional love that they bring to your family is something that should never, ever be taken for granted.
Listen
to this
with Cliff and Sharon.
Number four.
Hey, help me out with this debate I was having with a couple of people at a bar my wife and I were at over the weekend. While we were there, there was a couple of people. Obviously, they just got off work. They probably in the medical field because they were wearing their scrubs.
Well, probably in the mirror. So probably that's a good, gosh, look at you, Sherlock.
You can't put much past me, right?
Oh, no, certainly not.
So the debate was, should the medical people be wearing their scrubs? And I started joking around. What if we all showed up at bars, you know, wearing our work clothes? If hockey players showed up with their hockey equipment, football players, exotic dancers, if we all just went out wearing
We'd just go out and pair headphones, grubby clothes and headphones, right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm with you, though. I've seen people in bar in their scrubs, and and it's not like they've come straight out of surgery and they've got blood and gore all over them, but I still kind of feel it's a bit, I don't know. And they don't smell, but I always imagine as I walk past anybody with scrubs that it's going to give off like a little bit of an antiseptic aroma. I don't know. I feel like they belong. And look, everybody deserves to go to the pub after work for a drink, but I'm with you. I kind of feel like they ought to get changed.
Thank
but
you.
Ask Siri.
All right. Siri, what do you think of people who wear scrubs to a bar?
Medical professionals wearing their scrubs out at a bar after they get off work at a hospital are disgusting and it should be illegal.
Oh, God.
Who knows what filthy diseases you are carrying out of the hospital and spreading into the world. I bet that it is a conspiracy to get people sick at the bar at night and then make them have to come pay for medical treatment from you the next day.
Oh.
That is a sneaky little scam that you doctors are running. Also, for men who do wear their scrubs out, I know what you are up to. We get it. You want every girl to know that you are successful and you work in medicine so you don't have to actually have a personality and talk to them. Mm. Don't fall for these dirty tricks, ladies.
Oh, wow. That was brutal.
Harsh.
Oh.
So I'm thinking she doesn't like the scrubs.
Yeah,
is that
thinking,
what she said?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Improving your water cooler chat.
Number three.
How many times have you had this discussion or done this? And I'll tell you something, I did it a couple of days ago. I've adjusted the toilet roll in the bathroom at our house. For me, it's got a hangover top, not underneath. It
of
drives
course.
Me crazy when it's underneath. It's got to be over top because then it rubs against the wall.
Who in your house puts it under?
You know what? I don't think they even pay attention, but I have to go and adjust it all.
Oh, well, it is one of life's great mysteries and one of life's great debates. What
Thank
you know,
you.
The over or under. I'm with you though. I'll put the paper over the top, and believe it or not, there is a therapist that ran a study on 2,000 people to see if the way you hang toilet paper is a window into your personality. And she actually did find one connection. People who put the toilet paper roll in the over style are more dominant.
Of course we are.
And people who hang the roll under are more submissive.
Okay.
And she found also that the over people can be so dominant that sometimes they actually switch the paper at somebody else's house if the roll is in the under position.
I've done that.
You have not.
I totally have done that. If I'm in a house and the roll is not over, I'll switch it.
I don't think I've ever done it, but I probably would. I probably would. For what it's worth, last year someone actually dug up the original toilet roll patents from 1891, though, and found that in the drawings the roll is in the over position.
Thank you. I'm just staying with the original design. That's
exactly.
All that is. Exactly.
That's all that is. You're not bossy or dominant, not at all.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. There's nothing more horrifying than when you sit down, finish, look up, and there's nothing there. And this happened to me the other day. And I will tell you, 337 Q-tips later.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
Now, pay close attention.
Number two.
You know, I've been doing this 30 years, maybe even more. I don't even know.
You mean radio?
Yeah, radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Radio, television. I've done it all, right? It's every once in a while, there's a story you feel like you have to share, but you just don't know how to do it. How to do that? I don't even know how to start on this, but it's so bizarre. I think we have to share it with everybody.
We absolutely
right?
do. It's a public service. Look, there's a lot of people listening who like beer and like to try the latest craft beers and all of that sort of thing. Well, here's something. There's a company in Poland, and they're crowdfunding right now to raise money for their latest venture. And what it is,
how are you going to do this?
I'm just going to say it as it is.
Okay.
It is beer brewed using lactic acid bacteria from the vagina of a Czech model.
There you go.
And there it is right there. Okay, so it's called the Order of Yoni. Yoni being a Sanskrit word for vagina, basically. And they're looking to raise about 170 grand with Indiegogo for Bottled Instinct, a beer brewed using lactic acid bacteria collected from the nether regions of this rather lovely Czech model named Alexandria Brendlova. And this, so seriously, when you go to their website, this is how they describe it.
Oh, good.
Imagine a woman of your dreams your object of desire. Her charm, her sensuality, her passion. Try her taste. Feel her smell.
Really?
Hear her voice.
Are you kidding?
Now free your fantasies and imagine that with a magic wand you can close it in one bottle of beer. Uh-huh. The golden drink brewed with her lure and grace and flavored with instincts. Which source we have identified?
Ew.
We have discovered a process of transmission of her essence, of her femininity.
Uh-huh.
Her instincts by isolation of lactic acid bacteria from her vagina. Our laboratory isolates and multiplies the bacteria in a safe way. By using yoni bacteria in the process,
yoni.
The beers contain femininity and women's instincts. We have bottled the beer in a golden black bottle, which serves as an arc of her instincts. It presents her name with the date of the collection of her vaginal swab.
How lovely. How lovely. Now, listen, because you always said you'd never met a beer you didn't like. Let me introduce you to this one.
Oh, my God.
You can forget about the whole vagina thing. When, as soon as they said lactic acid, I was out. Right? Oh, my God.
Well, if it's beer, do they have to have a yeast infection?
Oh,
don't you need yeast for beer?
Stop. Oh, that's just revolting.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number one.
Have you ever left something behind and then you were too embarrassed to go back and pick it up for whatever reason? Then you'll relate to this story. This guy is not going to go back and pick up this missing thing and lost and found anytime soon, I don't think.
Oh, my God, no. There was an employee at a casino in Germany and heard this ticking and buzzing sound
coming out
of a trash can in a men's bathroom the other night and immediately thought, bomb. I mean, it's sad, isn't it? That's the world we live in. But that would be my immediate thought. I'd think,
Surely. Oh, no.
And so he did the right thing and called the authorities and the cops swarmed the casino. Everybody was evacuated. Traffic was blocked off. The bomb squad went in to investigate, to check the whole thing out. And this whole ticking, buzzing thing in the trash can turned out to be a male sex toy. And it's not clear who it belonged to, why that person threw it in the trash, or how it got turned in, or why he had it with him in a casino.
Yeah.
The boggling thing to me is the idea of a German sex toy. It just sounds a little bit horrifying, a little bit clinical, a little bit frightening, doesn't it?
It does. What happened? I like the good old days when a male sex toy was a Playboy magazine. Can we go back to those days?
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.